abstaining from that.
And let the record show that Mr. Burton abstained because he did not participate in the public hearing. The motion carries 4-0. Our next item is conditional use number 1689, John and Nicole Scott.
Again, Mr. Chairman, I would like to open this up for discussion for the rest of the commission if they have any thoughts. I do have a motion prepared for denial.
Okay, then. Also, I believe, Mr. Burton, you will not be participating. Mr. Lank, if you would, let the record show Mr. Burton did not participate in the vote. Anyone have a comment for Mr. Ross?
I felt that this application was inconsistent with the uses on neighboring and adjacent properties.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of conditional use 1869 for John and Nicole Scott for a multifamily dwelling structure, 5-unit, and an AR1 district, based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant acquired this property in 2004 or 2005. At that time, it contained a single-story, single-family residence. Two, after acquiring the property, the applicant has testified that he proceeded to convert the property to 5 multifamily dwelling units through the substantial expansion of the structure, including the addition of a second floor and expansion of its footprint. No building permits were ever obtained for this construction, no structural inspections ever occurred, and no certificates of occupancy have been issued. Three, the applicant testified that he constructed the 5 multifamily dwelling units without any zoning approvals for them. Multifamily dwelling units are not a permitted use within the AR1 district. The applicant was violated for this illegal use. Four, the multifamily dwelling units in this location are inconsistent with uses on neighboring and adjacent properties. There are no multifamily dwelling uses anywhere in the vicinity of this property, and there are no zoning districts nearby that would allow multifamily dwelling structures as a permitted use. Five, two neighbors appeared in opposition to the application, stating that the use is incompatible with the neighborhood and that it adversely affects the use and enjoyment of their own neighboring properties. Six, no parties appeared in support of this application. Seven, the applicant stated his opinion that a denial would adversely affect the financing he has obtained for the property and the residences that have been established for his 5 tenants. However, the applicant purchased the property as a much smaller single-family residence and has proceeded at his own risk to construct the multifamily structure without any permits. Also, he alone entered into leases with his tenants, even though the premises were illegal under the Sussex County Zoning Code. Eight, there is no proof that the septic system was designed or permitted for 5 separate dwelling units.
Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend denial of conditional use number 1869, John and Nicole Scott, for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried 4-0 with Mr. Burton abstaining.